Now, I'm going to move on now because a special guest has joined us in the studio for the last period of the programme. It's been a debate that's gone on for so long, you'd think it should have its own exhibit in the British Museum. The friezes, the sculptures, were removed from the Parthenon by Lord Elgin in the early 1800s, and they've been in the British Museum ever since then. But the Greek government and many other historians and others think they should be given back to Athens. At a press conference for the new film The Monuments Men, which tells the story of a group of soldiers returning art taken by the Nazis to rightful owners, actors George Clooney and Bill Murray waded into the debate.
Even in England, the polling is in favor of returning the marbles from the Pantheon marbles. The Vatican returned parts of it, the Getty returned parts of it. It is a question, in that case, of just breaking up one piece of art and whether or not one piece of art should be as best as possible put back together. Obviously, it can't be completely put back together.
It's had a very nice stay here, you know, certainly, but London's gotten crowded. And there's plenty of room back there in Greece, plenty of room. And England could take the lead on this kind of thing, of like, you know, letting art go back where it came from.
Yeah, I didn't get the impression that Bill Murray was massively committed to this cause, but he was there singing in tune with George Clooney. After that, by the way, Boris Johnson chimed in. He spoke about the mayor of London accusing George Clooney of advocating nothing less than the Hitlerian agenda for London's cultural treasures. Now in the studio, we have Dame Janet Suzman, who supports the campaign to return the marbles to Greece, a cultural treasure of our own, classic Shakespearean actress. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Dame Janet. Good morning. Where do you stand on this? It's clearly something you feel passionately about.
Well, when Melina Mercouri was culture minister of Greece, that's how old I am. I was roped into the argument way back then. So it's a very old one. And it has been ongoing. I tell you why I'm pro the marbles going back to Greece is because that building sitting on top of the Acropolis, the Parthenon, George is not wrong in calling it a pantheon. It is a sort of pantheon, really, mm-hmm. a kind of model of what we value in the West. Mm. I think that to have the one building still standing in the ancient world from which these beautiful statues were wrenched makes it unique. There isn't another one where you can actually see the wound. And I think the Greeks are right in wanting to complete the artifact that from them is the most important in the Western world. It gives us all our values.
Yeah. And you talk about this in terms of them being wrenched from the Parthenon and a wound being left behind.
Yes. It's a bit personal.
You see it as a sort of form of piracy here, with Lord Elgin and the Brits with their cutlasses wading in and plundering this treasure.
Well, I think it was fairly hectic, the way they were stolen and shipped and then put here. They have been a star attraction in the British Museum. We have had them for a long time. I think Boris Johnson is understandably wanting to put London first in the star stakes. But the Greeks have now built an absolutely stunning museum. I've seen it, which is in sight of the Parthenon. It's quite high up.
All ready for the marbles.
And they've got a space waiting for their marbles. Yeah. And it is sort of their marbles, really.
I mean, Andrew Pearce from the Daily Mail, I know you've got views on this as well. Is it that maybe great works of art, great iconic works such as the Elgin marbles, they belong to the world, not simply to a single country?
I think that's right, and I hear what Dame Janet says, and actually a few years ago I interviewed Antonios Samaras, who's now the Prime Minister of Greece, who was then Culture Minister, who was begging for them to come back to Athens to tie in with the opening of the new museum. But I think it is a principle of profound importance, actually, that cultural centres like the Louvre and the British Museum continue to show international exhibits in a great context all around the world. And if we give up the Elgin marbles, does the Louvre give up some of its foreign artefacts? You're opening a Pandora's box, and in the end, the British Museum would just have British artefacts, and that would suit nobody.
But if the Bayeux tapestry was on proud display at the Museum of Athens, would you be perfectly relaxed about that?
If it had been there for many years and they looked after it very well, yes, absolutely.
Really? Because I can almost easily imagine a Daily Mail campaign.
The Daily Mail...
Give us back our tapestry.
Yeah, I don't think the Daily Mail is going to start campaigning on the Elgin marbles, though. We'd probably campaign to keep them.
Yeah.
But I think, if I may,
Janet,
you've moved the goalposts a little, Andrew, because... Really, my own specificity about this, and I think probably a lot of other people's as well, is that uniquely the building still stands. Mm. And that is not true of any Bayeux tapestry or any something beautiful from Egypt. Most of the ancient places have been utterly trashed and ruined and blown up. And we have the exquisite objects that they produced in our museums, quite rightly. But this is very unique. The Acropolis still stands, and that pediment is empty. And the contents of the pediment sit here. And so I think it is a very unique argument. I don't think it would mean every object in every museum had to go back to its place of origin.
David, do you want to come in?
It just seems to me that the point of a museum and the museums that we're talking about, British Museum, Louvre, these are institutions that have looted most of the world. Let's be absolutely clear about that. So if we're going to open up this argument, you're eventually in a place where we've really got to say, let's shut them down. It's a bit like the debate about zoos and whether, in fact, we should have giraffes and lions and others here in, say, London Zoo. But I do think the fact that this is Greece, this is not a developing country that probably couldn't take care of the particular artefacts. It is a partner in the European Union, does mean that it would be great if we could get to a place of a serious loan, some degree of cooperation in relation to the market.
I think loans are one of the formulas that's been sort of kicked around in the past.
Yeah.
Penny Morden, this is a dilemma for you, isn't it? Whose side are you on, George Clooney or Boris Johnson?
Oh, the agony of choice. I'm not in favour of giving them back, but I do think that the direction of travel for a lot of our London museums is to do more loans. And actually, one reason why they can do that is because the facilities that they would be going to can look after them, can look after the security and all the other things that need to be in place, as this new museum clearly can. So I think there is a compromise there. I am sure that, you know, if they are ever returned, there's going to be a campaign that runs until that point. But I think certainly we're now in a position where we could actually come up with a compromise and perhaps, you know, a loan at a suitable occasion.
Poor Greece is in such a bad state. A nice gesture would not come amiss.
they might flog them off, Dave Janet, to reduce their national debt.
I doubt it.
That would be the worry.
You're going to get a lawsuit.
Travesty.
We haven't heard from Michael Moore. And where are you on this?
Well, it's a very difficult issue, as all of the panellists so far have highlighted. I think the balance of the argument has now shifted to us in Britain having to justify why we still have them. And there's a very strong argument. British Museum has curated them brilliantly over the years. It is an iconic setting that they have developed, and it is an international city, London, that draws people from all over the world. So there's a very strong argument to make. But I don't think the sensitivities of people in Greece, and Dame Janet has pointed out quite a lot of these things already, are such that we've got to work with our partners in Greece. And if the loan is the way where all our sensitivities can be honoured and worked through, then let's work hard on that. But let's put it this way, the debate ain't going away anytime soon.
No. Well, let's always leave it to a Liberal Democrat to come up with a reasonable compromise involving a bit of give and take on one side and then...
It'll be a different one next week.
Ouch.
Right, just bring you this before we close. Just another line from that Manuel Barroso interview this morning. He says the EU will look, quote, very constructively at an application for flood relief funding from the UK. That should not clearly be linked to his intervention in the Scotland debate on the side of the unionist campaign. Entirely unconnected. Absolutely. Thanks
to all
my guests.
Sceptics will be thrilled.
Thanks to everyone for joining me this morning. That's it. We're out of time now.
Thanks for taking the time to download this BBC Radio 5 Live podcast. To find other programmes you might be interested in, click bbc.co.uk/5live, where you'll also find our terms of use.